With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Missoula paused this afternoon to welcome home a Montana Highway Patrol trooper critically wounded this spring in the line of duty. Edward O'Brien reports on Wade Palmer's homecoming.
Wade and Lindsay Palmer's flight from the University of Utah Hospital landed in Missoula midday Wednesday. Roughly 100 people lined West Broadway Street in front of St. Patrick Hospital to honor the Palmer's return to Western Montana and cheer on his motorcade escort. Palmer's procession included no less than 60 emergency responder vehicles representing several agencies: city police, county sheriff, highway patrol, city fire, rural fire, and forest service. For Missoula's Celine Kepke, Palmer's homecoming is personal.
I'm actually a deputy county attorney, and I've worked with Wade that way.
Kepke stood with friends and co-workers, each holding a letter spelling out, "Welcome home, Wade."
He's a wonderful guy. He's a fantastic trooper. He loves his family, and he's very dedicated to the Missoula community.
Not too many people get shot in the head and survive. So I'm glad he's alive.
That's Dennis Starton. And Palmer was not only shot in the head. 28-year-old Jonathan Birch is also accused of shooting Palmer in the neck and face back in mid-March. Birch is also accused of shooting Casey Blanchard and his mom, Julie, and killing Shelley Hayes. Dennis Starton says the incident was a wake-up call. Missoula, he notes, is a much more violent place than it used to be.
I'm born and raised here, and it's getting worse. I remember being able to walk from downtown at 2 o'clock in the morning and not have to worry about anything. So it's getting worse.
St. Pat's employee Ben Duman felt it important to take a few minutes from his day to welcome Trooper Palmer back to Montana.
Well, I just want to wish him and his family the best in his recovery. I know it's going to be long. It's far from over, but just wish him the best.
Missoula was not the Palmer's final stop Wednesday. The procession took them home to Stevensville in the Bitterroot Valley, where the family's friends and neighbors were expected to welcome them back in grand style. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Welcome home, Wade. We're so happy to have you back, and we're so glad that you're doing well.